February 17, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Initiative Against Depression. Arise and Eat, 1 Kings 19:5. The angel did not give Elijah a vision or explain the scriptures to him or do anything remarkable. He told Elijah to do the most ordinary thing, for example, to get up and eat. If we were never depressed, we should not be alive. It is the nature of a crystal never to be depressed. A human being is capable of depression. Otherwise, there would be no capacity for exaltation. There are things that are calculated to depress, things that are of the nature of death. And in taking an estimate of yourself, always take into account the capacity for depression. When the Spirit of God comes, He does not give us visions. He tells us to do the most ordinary things conceivable. Depression is apt to turn us away from the ordinary, commonplace things of God's creation. But whenever God comes, the inspiration is to do the most natural, simple things, the things we would never have imagined God was in. And as we do them, we find He is there. The inspiration which comes to us in this way is an initiative against depression. We have to do the next thing and do it in the inspiration of God. If we do a thing in order to overcome depression, we deepen the depression. But if the Spirit of God makes us feel intuitively that we must do the thing, and we do it, the depression is gone. Immediately we arise and obey. We enter on a higher plane of life. That's the end of the Chambers text. How often we look to God to fulfill our need for feelings that are of a higher order and of a pleasant nature. And yet, as Oswald said and Biddy wrote, we are apt to fall into despair and to fall into depression. And that's because, as human beings, God made us with the capacity of the full range of emotions from despair to delight, an absolute pleasure. But the way to change a negative emotion into a positive emotion always stems from obedience. And that obedience is most often to some small thing that we have either overlooked or not known before. It is rarely some big event. It is most usually a simple, mundane thing. Listen to the voice of God, and as you're sinking into despair, know that He is there, and wait and listen for His command to do. And no matter how menial, no matter how simple, no matter how unimportant that task may be, when you know He's calling you to do it, and God will lift you up.